¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
How do you make somebody fall in love with you?
Oh, that's easy.
It's a million-dollar question, right? You like somebody, and you're trying to get them to like you back. And how do you do it? We sent producer John to talk to a whole bunch of kids to figure out maybe they know the answer to it.
Well, you can't really make someone fall in love with you, but you can try your hardest to get them to like you back. And you can try your hardest to be presentable. And, like, if you know them really well, you can find ways for them to like you by knowing what they like and knowing what they're interested in. Because more people are most likely to like you if they have the same interests as you or if they find you in any sort of way of attractive.
Cool.
That kid, it was like poetic justice.
I mean, that kid is super, super bright. I mean, he nailed it right there. If I had half that inclination, if I had half that understanding of what it took to get somebody to like you, I mean, even when I was 20.
Right.
I would have been in great shape. I mean, where do we go from there?
That kid was so...
he should have been the last kid.
This is producer John's response.
Cool.
Right. John's still trying to figure that out. That's good.
Cool.
That's good.
Yeah, cool. Cool. I mean, that's it. You figure out what your interests are. You have your shared interests. That's how you get somebody to fall in love with you.
That kid should be John's life coach.
Right.
That's amazing. Amazing.
You can't make somebody fall in love with you, but you can, like, try and be friends with them.
Oh, the friend zone. You could be friends.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you know, that one time when they need a shoulder to cry on, and all of a sudden, you know, you do that thing where you go, you try and lean in.
And they're like, ew, Raven, we're just friends. I don't like you like that.
We're just friends.
Right. You try.
You try what? What do you try?
You try asking them if they like you.
Oh, remember when you would get the check boxes? It would be like, do you like me? You know, check yes or check no. Remember
that? Everything hung in the balance right there.
Yeah,
right? It was like the Russian roulette of love in grade school, right? I mean, live or die, basically, right there.
Cool.
Yeah. How do you find out if somebody likes you? How do you force somebody to fall in love with you?
Yeah.
I'll give them flowers, give them a box of chocolate. Anything that will make them fall in love. Anything they like, give it to them.
Just give it them.
Yeah.
Whatever they want. Whatever they're into. You got to do it. Just give it them.
I'm your sugar daddy.
Yep.
I'm going to make this happen.
You know, and it's one thing to get people to fall in love with you when you decide that you like them. But how do you know if you're in love with somebody?
Okay. Good question.
Well, for me, when I'm in love with someone, I act very different than I would act around anybody else. I feel like I pay more attention to what they do and how they act, and I mimic what they do.
Wait a minute, you mimic?
Like, what?
That's a little bit strange.
He's like, oh, you like to go to the mall? I like to go to the mall.
Well, that makes more sense, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, if you're trying to walk in step with them, that'd be one thing, doing the mime.
I just, like, I have a feeling. I don't know, like, it makes me feel, like, nervous around them.
Oh, it's so true, that nervous feeling you get when you're around somebody you like. Oh, remember what that feels like?
Yeah, you're giddy, and, you're just like, oh, my God, don't say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, you're in love with someone is, like, you know that they're, like, really nice and you know them for a long time and you just really want to just say you want to confess to them.
You want to confess to them, David. I want to confess to you, my love.
I love being around you. Yes.
These kids got it. They got it.
They nailed it.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.